We're heading for trouble right now. This is the Danger Zone on Money Life. It's where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, where they go looking for dangerous stocks. They look for attractive ones too, but it's a methodology of discounted cash flow analysis meets forensic accounting. They dig in at the footnotes level and they work their way up, and they're asking a basic question about most securities.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
It is possible. And if they find that the numbers are misleading, well, if they're working against you, that's dangerous. If they're working for you, that's attractive. And if you want to find out more about how it works, if you want to get more details on any of the things we discuss here, because the Danger Zone has a blog, go to newconstructs.com. Joining me now, David Trainer, founder and president at New Constructs. David, Happy New Year. Welcome back to Money Life.
Happy New Year, Chuck. It's good to be back.
Money Life guests, join us on the Gainbridge Hotline. Gainbridge has embarked on a mission to create a digital platform that provides direct access to trusted annuity products without complexity or hidden fees. Learn more at Gainbridge.life. David, who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Two Danger Zone picks that didn't do well last year, even though almost all the others did, and we think are as dangerous as ever, and that's Tesla and Box.
Danger, danger.
Tesla and Box. So, again, we are revisiting companies. Tesla, you have been a Tesla bear for a long time, and the beatings have continued, David. They have, but even Tesla bulls are not thinking that this year will be as good as last year or the year before. So if there's a comeuppance coming, why and what's about to happen?
There's macro and micro issues here. On the margin, no one's expecting declining interest rates to continue to generally push equities up. There are no more stimulus checks to be written. And so discretionary cash flow is not growing. Money supply is not growing in the way it once was. It may be declining. So when you don't have sort of unlimited money, you don't have a lot of money to throw around, what do? You become more discerning with the money you do have. You spend a little more carefully. And we're seeing that play out all over the markets these days. Our focus list short portfolio, which is all of which get featured in the Danger Zone, by the way, outperformed the S&P as a short portfolio tremendously last year by 36%, right? We were down, all of our short, our focus list short stocks were down 16% while the S&P was up 20%. That's comparing time frames for each pick and when they were in the portfolio, et cetera. So we're seeing tremendous performance on the Danger Zone picks in a way we haven't before. And Tesla and Box are just two that have really yet to have their comeuppance. With Tesla, the original meme stock, there's a lot of narrative driving that. But we think it's going to be a lot tougher for the stock to continue to go up. And I think that if it's not going up, you're going to see that narrative unwind. And the momentum that's been driving it, the meme stock nature of that stock will start to unwind. And I think we see Tesla really hit the skids in 2022.
Well, let's define how far it's going to skid. I mean, it's not going to be a no growth price. Come on. Even you as a Tesla bear are not going to say there's a no growth price to be had here that's realistic. But what is a wake up and smell the coffee percolating kind of price on Tesla?
We put fairly, I think, aggressive, you know, optimistic expectations into our model and came out with $136 a share, as opposed to 1200. And that's assuming that they, that their margins go up from where they are and match where GM has been, and that they grow by revenue consensus estimates for the next couple of years and 20% a year until 2030. That's a significant CAGR. Few companies in the history of the world have grown that fast. Yeah, and we think we're going to give them margins as good as one of the best scaled manufacturing businesses in the world. And that's what gets to $136 a share, Chuck.
$136 a share. A stock that's trading over $1,000 a share. I'm not sure that's harsh enough. Yeah, that's probably more like it.
It also implies that they're going to have 28% market share, right? So that gives them 28% market share, those assumptions, if you assume they sell cars at an average selling price of $38,000. It's crazy. I mean, it's
That's the thing. It's $136 a share, and you're still being generous in what you're saying that the company can do. You're just not being, I don't even know what the word is, way, way, way beyond optimistic.
And that's why you see so many bears in Teslas, because everyone's like, this is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And Rivian is ridiculous. I mean, they're all valued for producing at margins. You know, if you look at what's implied by the $1,200 a share, it's margins that are twice as high as Toyota, right? And then growing revenue 38% compounded annually for a decade. So enormous margin expansion and growth rates for a decade that I don't think has maybe ever been achieved in the history of the world by, you know, a large cap company.
Let's go to a small cap company, Box, because you said it's still in the danger zone. That is a stock that has also defied a little bit of gravity. What's the gravitational pull here?
Well, these guys are still not profitable. And the price implies that they're going to have 340% more users than Dropbox. And look, it's just not a great business. You're competing, right? Your competition is the firms that own the native files that you're working with, right? So it's cloud storage. And by the way, Microsoft offers cloud storage. And by the way, they provide all the files that most people are working with. Same with Google and Google Docs. And so you're effectively asking people to go outside of the existing ecosystem in which they're working to store stuff on another platform when you could just do it inside the thing you're already working in. Not to mention the fact that Microsoft, Apple, Google, Amazon, they can all offer cloud storage for free, and they do, right, as part of just being on their platform. So you're competing against mega profitable companies who can offer what you're offering for free. Dropbox doesn't have any profits. We're not sure that they ever will. So the number we put in our report is $12 a share. I was talking with Kyle. I'm like, man, we should just go a lot lower than that because this thing could go to zero. And I said, you know, we'll leave it at 12 because that's more than 50% from where it is now. But yeah, it's just there's no moat. There's no moat. There never has been a moat. They don't have any, make any money, and there isn't going to be a moat in the future. I think the only hope is that someone buys it.
Well, stupid money risk gets in there, but the fact is the big risk is buying this stuff when there's a big warning. Like, you know, the ones that you've put out there, yep, they have been the things that didn't pan out in the danger zone, but that doesn't mean that they won't pan out as danger zone picks. David, great stuff as always. Thanks for joining me.
Great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
That's David Trainer, the president and founder at New Constructs. NewConstructs.com, on Twitter at New Constructs, and he's on Twitter personally at TheRealDTrain37. We'll be back with much more on today's edition of Money Life next.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.
Customize an investment.